right, an update on our top stories right now. President Obama is at the summit of the Americas in Trinidad. He shook hands with a longtime U.S. foe, Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. The Venezuelan leader said he wants to be a friend, but he gave Mr. Obama a book that accuses the U.S. of actually exploiting Latin America. North Korea, meantime, is still defiant over its April 5th rocket launch. In a television broadcast today, North Korea warned the outside world that any sanctions or pressure will be a declaration of war. So we're following a developing story as well out of central Maryland, near Frederick, actually. Police are investigating the deaths of five people found in a house in Middletown. The bodies of the victims, new images right now, believed to be a man, a woman, and three children, were discovered this morning. Police have not revealed if there were any signs of violence in the home. We'll bring you more details as they become available. But an entire town there shocked at what has taken place. All right, American journalist gets an 8-year prison sentence on spying charges in Iran. It's drawing immediate denunciations here in the United States. Roxana Saberi was put on trial this week in Tehran. Saberi is an Iranian-American, actually born in North Dakota. She has freelanced for National Public Radio and other news organizations, and she was writing a book about Iranian culture while doing some of her research in Tehran. Her father and her defense attorney say they will keep working for her freedom.
Not only coerced, but also deceived. She was deceived to talk to her. They told her that if she says like this, they will free her. And then they didn't free her. Later, she found out that it was a trick.
U.S. calls the espionage charges baseless and is demanding Saberi's release. The power is still out of thousands of homes and businesses in Colorado after a major spring snowstorm. An 80-mile stretch of Interstate 80 has just been reopened, but the road is still slow and very sloppy.